Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. The U.S. military says it dropped the most powerful non-nuclear bomb in its arsenal in Afghanistan. A Pentagon statement said the bomb was dropped Thursday on an Islamic State tunnel complex in the Achin district of the Nangarhar province near the border with Pakistan. The device called the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb contains 11 tons of explosives. Based on its acronym, the U.S. Air Force has nicknamed it the mother of all bombs. Pentagon spokesman Adam Stump said it was the first use of the bomb in a combat situation. President Donald Trump said the airstrike in Afghanistan was another successful event.
If you look at what's happened over the last 8 weeks and compare that to what's happened over the last 8 years, you'll see there's a tremendous difference. So we have incredible leaders in the military and we have incredible military, and we are very proud of them. And this was another very, very successful mission.
President Donald Trump. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is remaining defiant in the midst of widespread accusations his government carried out a deadly chemical attack last week. Monitoring groups say his forces, along with Russia, have escalated attacks on civilians in a clear challenge to the international community. In his first interview since the chemical weapons airstrike on Khan Sheikhoun earlier this week, Assad told the AFP the incident was a fabrication to justify a U.S. military strike. Assad argued his impression is that the West, mainly the U.S., is hand in glove with the terrorists, referring to the opposition forces. He added Damascus handed over all of its chemical weapons back in 2013. This is VOA News. Voters in Turkey will consider a constitutional referendum Sunday on whether to transform their government from the current parliamentary system into a powerful executive presidency. The issue has split the nation. Critics accuse President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of trying to create a dictatorship, while his supporters claim the changes will protect the will of the people. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul on the last days of the campaign.
Istanbul, Turkey's largest city, accounts for about one-fifth of the electorate, and how it votes will likely prove decisive in Sunday's referendum. With opinion polls showing the outcome is too close to call, both sides are feverishly campaigning. Yes, campaigners argue that extending the president's powers will strengthen democracy by ensuring stability. For the no voters, the proposed reforms, extending presidential power over the judiciary and allowing rule by decree, opens the door to dictatorship, as this no campaigner explains. She says, people come and ask us why we should say no. We try to explain to them. To be honest, we say no to one-man regime. For both opponents and supporters, the referendum has come down to one man, incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Ahead of the June deadline to renew the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Darfur, the U.S. ambassador to the UN has said her administration wants proof from Sudan's government that it's making progress toward peace. Analysts say while the UN mission in Darfur merits some streamlining, it still serves a purpose in the region. VOA's Jill Craig has a story from Nairobi.
The U.S. has told Sudan that it would support cutting back on the joint African Union and United Nations peacekeeping mission in Darfur, known as UNAMID, provided that Khartoum can show tangible progress toward peace and protection in the region. UNAMID costs $1 billion per year. The Trump administration has expressed interest in cutting back on the UN's overall peacekeeping budget. Sudan's foreign minister, Ibrahim Gondour, argues that conditions in Darfur have improved significantly from 2003, when the conflict began. Amnesty International's Sudan researcher, Ahmed El-Zubir, disagrees.
The second benchmark is facilitation of humanitarian access to different parts of Darfur, especially in Jabal Marwa. And this is not taking place at the moment.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
For more news, log on to voanews.com. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.